Good morning. It's May 22nd, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Miracles. Skeptics tell us that miracles are contradicted by the realm of science and therefore cannot be true. But miracles lie outside the realm of science as opposed to contradicting it, just like ethics. William Lane Craig, paraphrased. The miracles recorded in the Bible seem to be a major stumbling block for some people on their quest for faith. Interestingly, only those who don't believe in a creator have any problem with miracles. Believers in an omnipotent creator have no issue with them at all, whether or not their field of interest is in the sciences. The famous British philosopher David Hume, who died 1 month after the American Declaration of Independence, felt that miracles absolutely contradicted natural law. Like many philosophers who say they insist on following the evidence wherever it might lead them, Hume refused to follow any evidence which led to supernatural intervention. In other words, if the logical conclusion is supernatural intervention, then the evidence must be simply rejected. William Lane Craig, analytical philosopher and theologian from the Talbot School of Theology at Biola University, provides a classic example in his 1994 classic, Reasonable Faith. Gravity is universally accepted as a law of nature. If an apple falls from a tree and is intercepted by your hand, then the fact that it didn't fall to the ground is not breaking a law of nature. It has simply been altered by a willful, purposeful intervention on your part. What if the willful intervention is on the part of the entity who created the natural laws? God's willful intervention may often be seen by man as miraculous. Why don't miracles occur when we diligently ask God to provide them? Craig himself has a progressive neurologic disease that kept him from the sports he excelled at in his youth. He's prayed repeatedly for miraculous healing, but it never occurred. He feels in retrospect that the absence of that healing is exactly what drove Craig to excel academically throughout his career. Had he been healed as he requested, he's absolutely sure that he would not have become the world-renowned theologian and apologist that he is. Once again, our ways are not his ways, and his thoughts are above our thoughts. Isaiah 55:8. When one contemplates miracles, one has to accept that an inability to explain the occurrence scientifically doesn't necessarily undermine its veracity. In fact, it may be seen to reinforce it. Reason and belief are not contradictory. C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, G.K. Chesterton, Lee Strobel, Timothy Keller, Ken Samples, Gary Habermas, Hugh Ross, and William Lane Craig are just a few who have researched the available evidence and drawn the conclusion that the Creator not only exists, but is alive and active today. There are many findings of modern science that strongly point to the validity of an omnipotent Creator. Certainly, the universal acceptance of the Big Bang theory of the origin of the universe points directly to a creator, as does the phenomenal fine-tuning of the cosmos to even allow life on the third planet from an insignificant star. There are over 50 mathematical constants that cannot vary by a thousandth of a percentage point, or humanity and the earth on which we live simply could not exist. No variations can exist, for example, in the weak nuclear force, the force of gravity, the shape of our orbit around the sun, the mathematics of magnetism, or the universe's rate of expansion. That's a lot of coincidence. The existence of moral law has always been another argument for the deity. Atheists believe that morality evolved as a product of sociobiology. But if this is the case, then raping and murdering children is simply a choice, like eating cauliflower. Okay for some, but not for others. Sounds absurd, doesn't it? And that's because some things are simply objectively wrong, and that suggests that God exists and his moral character traits, including a sense of what is right and wrong, have been instilled in man from the beginning. There has never been a miracle more thoroughly documented than the resurrection of Christ and the empty tomb. Not only is there independent attestation from the owner of the tomb, Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the powerful Sanhedrin, but the government felt it necessary to lie about the body being stolen despite the guards in place to explain the empty tomb. Jesus appeared to over 500 people, many of whom wrote about the experience. The disciples were convinced enough to all die for their beliefs as martyrs. The miracle of Jesus' resurrection is also believed by over 3 billion people, 2,000 years after the event. Personal experience has also validated the veracity of miracles for untold numbers of people down through the ages. Philosophers like Craig call this a properly basic belief, like the certainty that the external world beyond yourself exists. Impossible to prove, but nevertheless rational. So as you have your quiet time today, and hopefully you have a conversation with God in which you actually take time to listen, as well as make your requests known, listen for God's prompting in terms of His active involvement in the world. If you say that you believe in an omnipotent, loving God, it should be no leap whatsoever to believe that the actions He might choose to take, and take in His own timing, actually occur, and will appear as miraculous to us. If you don't believe in miracles, perhaps you've forgotten that you are one. Anonymous. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. Albert Einstein. You have to see miracles for there to be miracles. Jandy Nelson. Miracles are not contrary to nature, only contrary to what we know of nature. St. Augustine. It is possible that a miracle was not what happened to you, but what didn't. Jody Picoult. Father God, let your Spirit remind us that we need ears to hear and eyes to see, that you are present in our world. The world is trying to convince us that if we believe in miracles, we are somehow weak-minded or naive. Give us the strength to withstand the disdain of those who don't know you, and yet ironically think they know more than those of us with faith. Thank you, Lord, that you surround us with miracles every day, and in your grace, permit us to see you in every one of them. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.